Now, more questions about the former Sinn Féin MLA, Catriona Ryan, this morning. Last week, Catriona Ryan resigned from a role as Deputy Speaker of the Assembly. The former Education Minister did not stand in the March Assembly election. However, she did retain her role as Principal Deputy Speaker, which pays a salary of £55,000, even though the Assembly has not been sitting since January. Last Thursday night, Ms. Ryan said she had resigned with immediate effect as Principal Deputy Speaker and that she had given any money paid to charity. The TV leader, Jim Allister, says that he has submitted questions to the Assembly in an attempt to get more information about what has gone on.
Yes, I think submitted a further 8 questions because Ms. Ryan has raised more questions than she's answered. First of all, I think it's very clear she would not have resigned. She would still be drawing £55,000 a year, but for the fact that she was flushed out on this by questions I asked last week and answers I got. And the same day as I published those, she then thought it appropriate to resign. She should have resigned months ago, like Danny Kennedy did, because she was holding an office in an assembly to which she didn't belong, and yet was collecting £55,000 a year for holding that office of the assembly, of which she wasn't a member.
And she says that she was passing that money on to charity, Jim.
She says that, and she says something rather strange. She says she put that on record with the Assembly. So I must say I've never seen or been informed of any facility whereby the Assembly accommodates or facilitates or in any way has anything to do with what Assembly members do with their salary. And so I've asked questions about whether there is any, whether the Assembly Commission operates a facility to put on record with the Assembly what you do with your salary. She says she gave the charities, but it wasn't hers to give. It was public money, which she shouldn't have been getting. And on top of that...
Well, technically, she should have been getting it. Well, because the Northern Ireland Act 1998 specifies that the Speaker, Deputy Speakers and members of the Assembly Commission continue to hold office and receive salaries as if they were a member of the Assembly until their successors are appointed.
And the answer lay in her own hand, as it lay in Danny Kennedy's hand, who was in the same position, didn't return to the Assembly, was a Deputy Speaker. So what did he do? He did the honourable and right thing. He resigned. What did Catriona Ryan do? She kept hugging the money and kept plucking it off the money tree all the time, even though she wasn't even a member of the Assembly.
And then she says passing it on to charity.
So she says, and says she put that on record with the Assembly. Well, I'm interrogating the Assembly Commission through further questions as to how and if any member could put on record with the Assembly what they're doing with their salary. But I make the point, it was public money. It was not for her to distribute it to selected charities. It was for her to resign and cease the flow of that public money, needlessly. Because she's also in a situation, I suspect, where having ceased to be an Assembly member, she became eligible for a severance package, which in her case would have been 6 months' salary. Did she also get that while at the same time drawing a salary as a Principal Deputy Speaker? That's a question I want answered.
Well, what's wrong with getting a severance package? Are you going to rule out taking yours?
No, there's nothing
when you're
wrong
dumped.
There's nothing wrong with getting a severance package if you're entitled to it, but there's something very wrong with getting both a severance package and continuing to get your pay. The severance package is because your pay has been severed, but in this case, it wasn't severed. It continued. So did she get a severance packet of 6 months' pay, which, by the way, for UK taxpayers at least, and she, of course, lives in the Republic of Ireland, but for UK taxpayers, such a severance package is tax-free up to £30,000. So did she get a £30,000 or something approaching that tax-free handshake and also continue to draw £55,000 a year? She needs to tell us because it's all public money.
We asked, the Nolan Show put forward the following questions to the Northern Ireland Assembly. Did Ms. Ryan put on record with the Assembly some time ago that she would be donating her salary to charity? We got this statement from the Assembly, which essentially tells us that they're not going to tell us. They say the Northern Ireland Assembly does not comment on any discussions relating to the salary or private financial affairs of an individual MLA or an office holder. We asked, if so, when did she put on record with the Assembly? And interestingly, within this, it's a general statement and answer to all of our questions. But within the answer, It says, if a member or office holder wishes to make any payment from their salary to the consolidated fund, that payment does not necessarily need to be made through the assembly itself. So the consolidated fund is the executive's bank account, but it doesn't need to go through the assembly. So there's nothing in this statement from the assembly telling us whether Katrina Ryan did or didn't do this.
Well, the point about this consolidated fund is this. I think that's the mechanism actually that Alec Atwood has used to pay back his MLA salary, having continued to receive it because he's a member of the Assembly Commission. The consolidated fund is there, out of which Assembly members, etc., are paid. It's operated by the Department of Finance. It's nothing to do with the Assembly Commission. And therefore, their answer that they don't control that is correct. And that, of course, is an option open to Ms. Ryan. She could pay the 55,000 or the pro rata portion of 55,000 that she received over those 7 months to the consolidated.
What's your problem with her having given it to charity?
Because it's public money. And I don't think it's for her to decide where public money shall be allocated in that fashion. It's a salary which she should have terminated herself by resigning, as Danny Kennedy did. And to tell us that she put it on record in the Assembly and the Assembly been unable to confirm that just raises further issues about why she didn't do the proper thing and resign from the post and ensure that the money didn't flow.
So what questions have you asked?
I've asked some of the questions you've asked. Is there a mechanism?
You're always behind me, aren't you?
No, I think possibly you copied these ones, but there we go. I've asked, is there a mechanism to put on record with the Assembly an intention to donate monies to a charity? Did Ms. Ryan put such a thing on record? Does it offer a service to MLAs to distribute monies due to the member to charities? Can the salary be paid to anything other than the MLA's private bank account and lots of other. I've asked, for example, was the £55,000 a year, was she also getting pension contributions in that? And a load of other questions, all of which hone in on the issues which have been raised.
Sinn Féin have said Katrina Ryan was no longer an MLA after March this year. Sinn Féin received no donations from Katrina Ryan since March. Any arrangements she may have come to with the Assembly were her own affair.
But that statement from Sinn Féin blows a hole in their own supposed policy. They're supposed to operate a policy, they tell us, whereby MLAs only get a industrial wage.
But she wasn't an MLA, that's the point.
Yes,
she was no longer an MLA.
But she was getting a salary, 49,000 of which was for being an MLA, and 6,000 of it was for being principal deputy speaker. So she was getting an MLA salary. Now, if Sinn Féin's policy is genuine and actually operates, then Sinn Féin must have been the beneficiary because they tell us.
Well, they say they haven't received any
donations
from Katrina Ryan.
Where does that leave their industrial pay policy that they are so boastful about? Where does that? Obviously, this is one case on their admission where it didn't operate. Are there other cases where it doesn't operate? Is it just a sham? Is it just for the gullible?
Well, actually,
could she be outside it?
Well, actually, if you look at the Sinn Féin statement, they are not commenting, are they, on the industrial wage at all, or whether they received any of it? They're saying they received no donations from Katrina Ryan since March. Donations.
Well,
maybe that's in the context of charitable donations. I don't know.
Who knows? But Sinn Féin has always told us that their public representatives only get the industrial wage and the party gets the balance. So if that didn't happen in this case and the essential component of what she was getting was an MLA salary, then is that policy a sham? Does it not really exist? And if it exists, how can it be that they weren't enriched by this?
Here's possibly the problem here for you. You're trying to attack Katrina Ryan over this. Maybe what you should do is attack the Northern Ireland Act 1998, which specifies that the Speaker, Deputy Speakers and members of the Assembly Commission continue to hold office and receive salaries as if they were a member of the Assembly until their successors are appointed. This applies whether or not they are returned as MLAs at an Assembly election. These are the rules.
Yes,
and you're supposed to be an MLA.
Yes, I think that is one of many flaws in the Northern Ireland Act. But the answer, I say again, lay in Ms. Ryan's own hand.
faced with that, he could have taken the Danny Kennedy option of resigning and putting an end to that, because she knew there was no function for her as a principal deputy speaker. She knew she wasn't a member of the assembly over which she purported to preside as principal deputy speaker. So she knew there was no justification whatever for a £55,000 a year salary. So why did she not resign?
Well, the justification
to the post.
The justification could be, because this is why presumably it's built within the rules, that it's a holding pattern until the assembly might return.
A holding pattern in which she had no function. You know, it is preposterous. Yes, this is a flaw in the legislation. It is preposterous that you can be an office holder in a body to which you do not belong. And that's the position she was in, and therefore she should have recognised that this was a hemorrhaging of public funds, which was unjustified, and she should have resigned.
Would you be happier, finally, if the charities, the actual charities to which she says she donated this money, were named?
Well, I think the actual charities and the amounts, the precise amounts, to see that the figures tally up. But to say that you put it
includes
on
records, an Irish language group and an LGBT group, by the way.
Oh yes, I know the generics of the groups that she has described, but we haven't got the names of them, and we haven't seen the check, as it were. So we don't know the amounts and whether it tallies with the figures which she received. All we have is this pretty dubious comment about putting something on record with the Assembly when I, as an Assembly member, certainly have no knowledge of any facility whereby you can put such a thing on record with the Assembly in respect of your pay.
Have you had any response to your questions yet?
Not to these ones. Obviously, it was response to last week's questions, which flushed out Ms. Rhiann, the fact she was still being paid, and caused her to resign. And I'm quite happy to have Rhiann'd her money tree.
Jim Allister, thank you very much. Well, we did write to Katrina and ask her if she wanted to come on the programme. We haven't had any response. The former Assistant Chief Constable, Alan McQuillan, sat on the independent review panel who set MLA pay. Morning to you, Alan.
Good morning.
So why do we have this system which allows Katrina Ryan to lawfully and legally do what she did?
Well, it's a mess, isn't it? I mean, basically, my understanding of this is what happened was it used to be that the Secretary of State had powers to prorogue the Assembly. And around St Andrews, Sinn Féin argued very forcibly that those should be removed. So this system was created whereby parts of the Assembly management system roll over from one Assembly to the next. I mean, there is a need for a mechanism because, for example, after the election, somebody has to arrange for a business meeting of the Assembly to run the haunt and carry out the procedures and elect the new Speaker. So there has to be some sort of mechanism there, and this was the one they chose, and they left the people in post to do it. Now, the assumption at that stage, I think, was that they might be in post for 6 weeks, not for eternity. And that's the problem that we now face.
You know, the bottom line is people can make whatever moral judgments they want about what Katrina Ryan did, and she is maintaining that she gave the money to charity. But the rules allow her to have done this.
Oh, yeah, this is purely an issue of morality or standards. It's not an issue of law. I mean, in law, Katrina Ryan was entitled to a severance package. She was entitled to this payment. And she was also potentially, and we don't know if she did or not, she was also entitled as a retired member to apply to have her pension paid. So she was entitled to all those things perfectly legally. And the only question is, other people chose to take a different route with this. I think, you know, if you look at people like Danny Kennedy and Alex Atwood, both of them chose the honourable course. One resigned and the other one simply said, look, I don't want this, I'll carry on.
Well, and you could argue that what Katrina Ryan has done is the honourable course as well.